Welcome to the Armani Talks podcast. I'm your host, Armani Talks. In this podcast, I'm helping you level up your five soft skills: public speaking, storytelling, social dynamics, emotional intelligence, and creativity. Five soft skills for you to change your life forever, skyrocket your confidence along the way. In today's episode, we are entering the world of storytelling, and I'm going to be breaking down why Adam Sandler is so successful. Adam Sandler has been around since the late 90s, all the way to 2024. I mean, that's a huge career. And when you look at Adam Sandler and you analyze his movements, you'll come to a conclusion. He's not really great at anything. Instead, he's very mediocre. If you look at the ratings of a lot of his movies, you'll see that the ratings are below mediocre. People laugh at how poor his ratings really are. Still, he has superfans all around the world. And one of those superfans is your boy Armani Talks. I love Adam Sandler movies. Right now, if you were like, "Yo, Armani, do you want to watch the new Adam Sandler movie or do you want to watch the new Dune movie?" Even though I like the book Dune, I would choose Adam Sandler's movie. And you may be thinking, "What the heck? Why?" The reason why is because I am a super fan. And whenever you are a super fan of someone, there's this sort of emotional connection that you have with this individual. It doesn't matter to me how low of a rating that his movies get. It doesn't matter if the plot is good or bad. I just want to watch it because Adam Sandler is there. With Adam Sandler, he's been prolific. He's understood his business and he's doubled down on it. He knows how to act, he knows how to write, and he understands the business element of his field. By going very deep into his industry, he was capable of building a universe. When you watch an Adam Sandler movie, look closely. You'll see that a lot of characters are reoccurring. They are in the universe. I'm like, "Wait a minute, man. I saw you before. I saw you too." So it feels as though it's some sort of inside joke whenever I'm watching one of his movies. I'm like, "Ah, Rob Schneider, you back, I see." So I'm familiar with Adam Sandler, and I don't mind that he's mediocre. As a matter of fact, I like his mediocrity because it allows me to connect with him more. I know what I'm going to get from an Adam Sandler film. I'm not going to have to think too much. I'm not going to have to concentrate non-freaking stop. I know I'm going to laugh here and there throughout the movie. And even if it's bad, I'll be like, "Okay, well, at least he tried." And then I will go on to the next movie. So no matter how many people hate on Adam Sandler, they are not switching my opinion of Adam Sandler by any stretch of the imagination. I am with Adam Sandler to the very end. So whenever you're telling stories, you want to really think like that. How can I build a brand where even if I am mediocre, which I shouldn't shoot to be, but let's just say I am, how can I build a brand where hypothetically I am mediocre? How will the audience still keep coming back to me over and over again? And when you ask yourself that question, you'll be presented the answer of rapport. They must have rapport with you. How do you build rapport with someone? They just need to keep seeing you over and over and over again. And there's going to be days where they dislike you. They're going to be like, "Man, like this guy again?" But later on, they're going to be like, "You know what? I respect this person for always showing up. The last time I judged this person, it was because I was having a bad day. Today, I'm having a good day. How about I give this guy's story a chance?" They do. They're somewhat pleasantly surprised, and they will come back again in the future. A few things to learn from Adam Sandler's career is you don't have to be great at everything, but you could still be great. He's mediocre, but he's still great. That's one thing to learn. Another thing to learn is you need to be prolific. You need to consistently produce. Attack, attack, attack. And for you to attack, 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 the only way you're going to do that is if you find your craft and you go deep into it. Adam Sandler knows how to write. He knows how to act. He knows the business side of things. And with those three in harmony, he's capable of building superfans like me all around the world. So if you want more insights like this into storytelling, be sure to check out my book, The Art and Science of Storytelling. This book will teach you more about building relatable characters, building a brand with your stories, creating compelling conflicts, and much more. Check out The Art and Science of Storytelling on ArmaniTalks.com. Click shop and grab your copy today. Thank you very much for joining the Armani Talks podcast, and I will catch you next time.